Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I read sometime back, I actually watched and listened to, a former Rhema graduate, same school I went to, pastor of a faith church for many years, who now is warning people to stay away from people like us, referring to it as that faith cult. And as he talked, this man, he's in a lot of the same classes I was in. He was at the same place. And for years and years, he's a pastor of a so-called faith church, teaching and preaching faith principles and the faith lifestyle. And so I don't always do this, but I thought I want to listen some more to him. And he went on to warning people that this faith stuff is error and it doesn't work. And when he said it, I thought, okay, what happened to you? What happened to you? And I just kept listening. And I kept listening. Now, we studied last week in Jude and Peter, what are the two big indicators of wrong doctrine? Anybody remember? Error. One was lack of respect. The other is lack of restraint. Again, if you didn't hear that, I highly recommend. It'll help you. And he was very disrespectful of Brother Hagin. And others like him. I mean, very. Now, come on. You're in this group of people and with this man and these folks for all these years, and you didn't get anything that you could be thankful for. Maybe you disagree on a point. But here's a man. Maybe you've come to think differently, but here's a man who's had obvious miracles in his life and walked with God, and didn't go crazy and didn't steal the money and have 9 affairs with the choir. Come on, are you listening? A man of God who was steady and strong for 60 plus years, and you can show no respect?
Right.
None? So vehement. Bitterness.
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking as I'm hearing. Bitter. Man, he's bitter. And that's why I thought, what happened to you? And then finally, he got to it. His young daughter got sick. And they prayed and they prayed and they stood and they made confessions. And she died. That's it. That's why he is the way he is now. He's offended. Come on, can you see this? He's offended at faith. He's offended at the Word. You know who he's really mad at? God. He's been a pastor. He's been a minister. He's made sacrifices. He's done all the things. And now when he needed it, God couldn't heal his baby? Here's the problem. Nobody deserves a healing. Nobody deserves or has earned through their good works. It was too precious for you and I to earn. Jesus bought it. He paid for it. And he gave it to us. But the only way it is received is how? Well, I made the confessions. Doesn't mean you had faith. I prayed and prayed and prayed. Doesn't mean you had faith. Well, I did that faith thing. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You called something faith. And they called something faith. But God does not lie.
No, he doesn't.
and He does not fail. And nobody ever trusted in Him and was let down or made ashamed. Or am I quoting Scripture? Nobody ever has. And it is pride to get up in God's face and say, I did all that and it didn't work. I know some years ago, I was ministering in healing school, Brother Hagin's ministry. And after the service, this lady came up. And you could tell, boy, she was hot. And she had her Bible in her hand. She threw it up on the podium. And she said, I wish you'd tell me something, please. I said, well, if I can. I said, I don't know everything. She said, why doesn't this work? I just looked at it, so it was the Bible. I said, it does. She said, no, it doesn't. I said, yes, it does. She said, no, it doesn't. I said, yes, it does. She said, it does not. I said, it does too. Well, we're getting nowhere. I said, what are you talking about? She said, right here. And boy, she's about tearing the page out of her Bible. I looked down, it was James 5. What is it? 14, 15, 16 through there. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven him. I said, it does work. She said, no, it doesn't. She said, we did it. And it didn't work. I said, okay, let's go over it again. I said, you called for the elders. I did. They prayed over you in the name of the Lord. Yeah. They prayed the prayer of faith over you. Yeah, they did. But the Lord didn't raise you up. No. I said, let's go over this again. Now, I said, you called for the elders. Yes, they prayed over you. Yes. Prayer of faith, yes. The Lord didn't raise you up. No. I shut it. I said, well, I'm sorry, sister. I reckon he lied to you. I don't care who he is. If he said he'd do it, he don't do it. I'm sorry. I guess he lied to you. She shook her head. God can't lie. I said, that's what I thought. I said, open me back up. Let's go over this again. Now, I wasn't trying to mock her. We need to see something here. Yes. Come on, you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. She's convinced they have done the faith thing. Yes. And it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so she's hot. At who? She's the first time she's ever seen me was that day. Why is she upset with me? Well, she couldn't chew on God personally, she thought, and I was handy. I said, you called for the elders. Yes, I did. They anointed you with oil and prayed over you in the name of the Lord. Yes, they did. They prayed the prayer of faith for you. Yes, they did. I said, exactly what did they pray? She said, well, they prayed, Lord, heal her if it be thy will. Now see, because you've been around some things, you know that's not the prayer of faith. But she was convinced they had done it. But the truth is, they didn't release faith. But they were sure they had. Come on, do you see this? They were sure they had, and it didn't work, and they're mad. But that's pride. Why would it never occur to you that maybe we came short somewhere? Huh? Why would that not occur to you? Maybe we didn't. Maybe we weren't in faith. Can you see this, friends? And it took me a little doing, but I think she began to see that what they were calling faith wasn't faith. Because like one brother said, faith begins where the will of God is known. How many think we have a lot yet to learn about faith? If you're thinking you got this faith thing, you are sorely mistaken. As that brother pastor proceeded to warn people, stay away from these faith preachers. Actually, my heart went out to him. He's hurting. He's bitter. And what exactly is he going to replace faith with? Fatalism? Whatever is going to be is going to be. It's all up to God. Nothing's up to us. Are they going to experience more results believing that than endeavoring to stand and walk by faith? See, they're in trouble because the enemy has stolen their faith and the word out of their lives that was their rock and their mainstay. Your heart goes out to them. Yeah, they wanted their baby to be healed. And it was the will of God. A lot of folks don't like hearing that, but why did it not? A lot of times we just have to come back and say, I don't know. I know it's not God's will that any should perish. Amen. I know healing is bought and paid for and it belongs to us. Amen. I know. Jesus healed everybody. Amen. Is that right? Yes. That came to everybody. Nobody, not even one, that came to Jesus to be healed left without being healed. Not a one. And about he said, whatever you see me doing, I'm just doing what the Father showed me to do. You're seeing the will of God. The unchanging will of God. But we have come short in our faith. Like Brother Hagin was saying that time as that 16-year-old boy. I believe, God, I have faith. And the Lord said to him, as much as you know. Is there a lot we don't know? Yes. Then should we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and say, Lord, what I know you didn't fail me here. When you're hurting and you've lost a battle, that's when you don't need to quit, God. You need Him desperately. Is that right? Run to Him. And say, Lord, I know this is not right. This is not the way it should be. But I'm not going to blame you. Amen. When you're talking about getting away from faith, you're talking about getting away from trusting God as a lifestyle and as a way of life. And you need to come back to say, I'm not leaving you. Amen. If anybody missed it, it's not you. Amen. It's us. Right? Amen. Let me let you know a little secret here. Dying ain't that big of a deal. Say what? You heard me. You heard me. Everybody acts so mortified, they may die. We all gonna die, honey.
That's right.
The Lord tarries is coming that much longer. Every one of us is gonna quit breathing and leave here.
That's right.
And from God's perspective, it's going to happen in just a few minutes. God time. Even if we live another 50 years, it's nothing.
That's right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me